become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 24 January 2017. You know, Jerry Brown is saying that, you know what, we're not going along with Trump. We're going to maintain out here in California. We're going to keep our sanctuary cities. We're not going to go along. Now, Jerry Brown, of course, is not the bastion of even close to being a conservative, and why people in California voted this guy back in an office is a mystery to me. But evidently, he did not pay any attention to what the University of, UC Berkeley. 74% of the people, and this ranged Mexicans, whites, blacks, didn't matter. 74% said, no, this has got to stop. So you've got a guy, and you know... You know what's wrong with the Democrats? They're too stupid to adjust. And you're going to see a Republican. You're going to see a Republican in the governor's seat next election term. I can guarantee you that. Because these people are carrying on with their mantra, carrying on with their illusion that they're trying to create for you, that this is the way the world is, and by Jiminy, I'm going to go down with the ship, whatever I'm backing. And that's exactly what they have been doing, going down with the ship. So this guy comes out and says, "No, we're not going to go along with this. No, I'm Jerry Brown, and I say no." Well, start listening to the people that are in your own state, which I was really shocked yesterday with Ron McDonald. I was really shocked. Seventy-four percent of Californians want to end the sanctuary cities, and this is the way it broke down. And this crosses. See here again, folks. You know we're told we're all separate. We're not equal. Blacks and whites. Well, no, there's no equality there. Well, Hispanics. Well, they're worse than blacks in this country. They got less rights than the blacks do. This is something again. The media will not pay attention to because this crossed racial, party, propaganda lines across every line. 65% of the Hispanics registering their agreement. 70% of the independents. 82% of the Republicans. And almost as much, 73% of the Democrats. They want to see an end to these sanctuary city policies. What they're not telling you in California is the budget is a lot worse than what they're letting on that it is. But they continue to dig a hole, affecting everybody in the state of California. Everybody. But that doesn't seem to matter. We have an agenda. We're going to stick with it. Dave in Southern California. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Jaron.
Hey.
Well, I happen to know who defeated, who Jerry Brown defeated in the last election. Well, the election that put him back in, and that was, what the hell was her name?
Well, that's a question I didn't ask, but...
Yeah, well, she was, she was brought in by, what was it? Anyway, it was like Google or Yahoo or something like that, brought her in from out of state to, because they thought they needed some kind of high-powered corporate person. Oh, Meg Whitman was her name. And she and her neurosurgeon husband moved into Atherton, which is roughly the Silicon Valley equivalent of Beverly Hills. So she started out at the top. And she spent something like $125 million running for governor and lost to Jerry Brown, who spent maybe a fifth of that. Now, this is Jerry Brown the older, as opposed to Jerry Brown the younger, the Jerry Brown of the 1970s. He signed the bill that allowed the unionization of government workers in the state of California. So the Service Employees International Union pretty much took over the state. So all the money that goes, that's available for races, goes to Democrats.
What are you going to do, Dave, if this continues in California? You going to stick around and watch the total dissolution of the state?
Well, I'm going to turn 66 in about a month and a half, and I've been on Social Security for a couple of years now. My wife doesn't want to leave the state, so I don't know. I have bad memories of Texas from my childhood. It's like blazing hot there in the summer.
I'd rather be sweaty than surrounded by illegals being in sanctuary cities with out-of-sight property valuations. They're building the bubble again. And, of course, to pay for all of the sanctuary stuff, they keep bleeding the state's budget. The only way I'd want to stay in California is if I was dead and I was buried. That would be a little bit cooler in the ground. Same way here in Texas, Dave. You know, once you die, it's cooler in the ground. But at any rate. All right, hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Well, just when you thought things aren't the lawyers of the world. We all know divorces can be messy. Leaving aside the very raw emotions involved, there's the little matter of splitting property. Who gets the house? Who gets the couch? Who gets the dog? If one of those items seems different to you, that's probably because, like you, like many Americans, they consider their pets to be more like family members than furniture. But guess what? Courts no longer do. In the eyes of the law, animals are property. So although pet custody battles are often passionate and sometimes truly wacky, courts think of them more prosaically as part of the property distribution in a divorce. So here comes Alaska, or riding to the rescue. That's why an amendment to the Alaska's divorce statutes, which took effect last week, is making waves in the world of animal law. Didn't know that existed? We got so many lawyers, we got to find him something to do, folks. So what do? They craft the laws that they can, well, help adjudicate with the administrative state. It makes Alaska the first state in the country to require courts to take into consideration the well-being of the animal and to explicitly empower judges to assign joint custody of pets. That's right. I said joint custody of pets. Now, I can already see if they're going to if they're saying it's property, but they're going to treat them like humans, and the judge is going to decide that, hey, you know, you get to spend 3.5 days with this person and 3.5 days with that person, or let's just make it easy, 4 days 1 week, and you get 3 days the next week, and then it alternates. Okay, I get that. What I don't get is what's going to be required here. Are you, even though you're divorced, say that your wife loved Alaska. Say she was a native of Alaska, and you were a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, wherever, USA. And then something happens with the marriage. You're up in Alaska. You want to get your hat and get out of town. But there's old Fluffy or Fido sitting there with the sad eyes looking with you. Just looking at you going, okay. So what are you expected to do? Stick around so you enjoy your pet, joint custody? This gets strange. It gets really strange. David Favre, which is the only guy that I recognize having a last name as Brett Favre, and only the second person in my entire life that I've known has had that last name. But David Favre says it's significant. He's a Michigan State University law professor who specializes in animal law. Did you know there was such a thing, folks? I knew there were veterinary medicine for animals and dogs, but I didn't know there was a law. Geez, the lawyers don't have enough to do. They got to start adjudicating and getting involved in that stuff, too. And a divorcing couple actually asked the judge to treat their dogs like children. That's okay. My mind is now on overload. We have people in this country that can't figure out what sex they are. Now we have people that are divorcing that don't know the difference between children and dogs. Forget your emotional attachment. I've seen people emotionally attached to inanimate objects, let alone to living things. And I'm completely down with the pet thing here, folks, because I've had them. Want a friend? Get a dog. Just don't be married while you do it. Or get one that, on command, will eat the other spouse, however you would like to do it. Jesus. Ooh, the administrative state's just getting stranger and stranger. Well, Edward Woodson wrote this. Patricia, this is just for you. Death panels, Obamacare, IPAB repeal, can't wait 3 years. For some reason, Republicans want to delay Obamacare repeal for 3 years. The Manhattan Project detonated the world's first nuclear bomb in less time, but the U.S. healthcare industry supposedly needs 36 months to go back to how things were 6 years ago. The real issue seems to be Republicans can't agree with each other on what the replacement bill will be at some point in the last few years, and we'll get around to your point here, Patricia. The political consultant class decided you're not allowed to discuss repealing the current monstrosity without smiling and promising to replace it with your own version. Except nobody can agree what the GOP idea is for federal health care system. And again, let me restate, there shouldn't be a position and by the feds on a federal health care system. It just shouldn't be. And as I've stated, this is my position. I was thinking that the Republicans are just going to repeal the damn thing and just leave it flap in the wind and let the free market, you know, let's get a few more jobs. Let's get some more capital flowing. Let's get money back in people's pockets. But apparently, they want to fix the unfixable. Now, for example, the law's rationing mechanism, officially called Independent Payment Advisory Board, or colloquially known as Obamacare death panels, is still in place and threatens to cause major damage to healthcare systems. The IPAB is designed to take authority from the elected officials and place it in the hands of unelected bureaucrats at the Department of Health and Human Services. Its purpose is to shield the rationing decisions from public accountability. For example, the law makes it illegal for the president to fire any one of the panel's members, and Obamacare actually tries to prohibit any future Congress from repealing the IPAB, something that is brazenly unconstitutional and has yet to be adjudicated in any court. Well, just throw the whole damn thing on the pile and mark it all unconstitutional, because that's what it is. Another pernicious aspect of the IPAB is that it prohibits the board from touching any liberal sacred cows, essentially channeling its rationing decisions to kind of the left direction. The choice that's left for the board is deciding which price controls they want, which convenient, since liberals wanted price controls in the first place, they just couldn't put them directly in the law. And finally, although the law envisions the IPAB as a panel of experts, if the president fails to appoint those members, all of its authority falls to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, entrusting the power to rewrite the law in a single person or persons. Since Obama has yet to even try to nominate the board's members, well, he's gone now, that appears to be the plan all along. Now, to summarize, Obamacare has set in motion a board of unelected bureaucrats tasked with the establishing price controls on autopilot, and we're supposed to just watch the train wreck while Republicans debate the finer points of health care policy for 3 years. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they can debate them for the next 30 years, because I don't want anything to do with government-run anything. They screw it up. It ends up costing zillions because, well, everybody's got their hand in the pie, including the payoffs for the corrupt people that are listening to the lobbyists in the first damn place. Not much help, but I will ask Dr. Wynn Parker about the death panels. Evidently, Megyn Kelly skipping over to MSNBC. And his replacement has Tucker Carlson has double the ratings that she had. All I can say is good riddance. And talking about Jerry Brown, he delivered an aggressive defense on Tuesday, today. Well, let's just hear it out of Jerry Brown's own mouth.
Deep divisions across America. While no one knows what the new leaders will actually do, there are signs that are disturbing. We've seen the bold assertion of alternative facts, whatever those are. We've heard the blatant attacks on science.
He's from an alternative reality.
Familiar signposts of our democracy, truth, civility, working together, have been obscured or even swept aside. But on Saturday, we also saw something else. In cities across the country, we witnessed a vast and inspiring fervor that is stirring in the land. Democracy doesn't come from the top. It starts at the bottom. And it spreads in the hearts of the people. And the hearts of Americans, our core principles, are as strong as ever.
And most of the people in the assembly are clapping.
The future is uncertain. And dangers abound. Whether it's the threat to our budget, or to undocumented Californians, or to our efforts to combat climate change, or even more global threats, such as a financial meltdown, or a nuclear incident, or a terrorist attack, this is a time which calls for courage and for perseverance, and I promise you both. But let us remember as well that after the perilous voyage,
ah, the hell with
those
this guy.
Who
Let's
made
go
it to
break.
America found boundless opportunity.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Jeez, what century was this song made? Last century? Oh, boy. By the way, in response here, it's been kind of interesting from California Republicans. Now, understand that Jerry Brown has made climate change a legacy issue. Well, you're going to get out in flames with that one. He also noted that the state's successes in cutting unemployment, closing a multi-billion dollar deficit, he's lying through his teeth, they're not reporting the entire deficit, boosting school funding for schools that no longer work, there you go, good going, Governor, and expanding rights for immigrants who are in the country illegally. Expanding rights for illegals, let's put the right word in there, who are in the country illegally, they're not U.S. citizens, ergo they have no rights. Not in this country. You got any rights, you got to go back to the country that you ran away from and see what's in the bin for you. Be You don't like it? Make your change there. Well, Trump and the Republican Congress has kind of upended the order of California Democrats, and they have pursued aggressively greenhouse gas reduction policies with backing from the previous presidential administration. Well, I have no doubt of that. The state also embraced the federal health care law and committed billions of dollars to expanding Medi-Cal, the state's health insurance program for the poor. Brown noted that while more than 5 million people now have access to health care, it comes with billions of dollars in federal funding that could be jeopardized. What was I saying earlier? Yeah, they're going to kick this back to the states, but the federal government's going to provide funding. What? Did I miss something here? Were any of that to be taken away, Mr. Brown says, our state budget will be directly affected. Possibly devastated. It already is because of all your illegal aliens that you're trying to give rights to that have no rights. Not under California law, not under federal law, not in any law that I know of on this planet. And just a double tap to old Jerry out there. I'm sure he's not having restful nights. He probably is. He doesn't give a damn. He's just a politician. Earlier today, Trump dealt a blow to former President Barack Obama's legacy on climate change, signing executive actions to advance the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines. By the way, what I'm reading now is this is only going to increase the energy prices, but that's a matter for another day. Obama stopped the Keystone pipeline in late 2015, declaring it would have undercut U.S. efforts to clinch a global climate change deal that was the centerpiece of his environmental legacy. The man has no legacy. Everything that he has done is being ripped apart, and rightfully so. Now, you weren't able to see it, but I was. The people in the assembly out there in California, they're all sitting there applauding this. I didn't see one guy not sitting there not applauding. Or sitting there not applauding, I should say. But Tom Lackey, Republican out of Palmdale, said he hopes it was a genuine invitation for collaboration. He goes on to say, however, his address did not give me confidence we'll be moving forward on issues that matter the most to Californians. Skyrocketing housing costs, declining middle-class job prospects, and rising violent crime rates were not even mentioned in the address. Go figure, because it doesn't fit the paradigm of Mr. Brown's legacy. They did agree on one area, and that was the need for improvements, if not how to pay for them. Involves infrastructure, where Brown said they may even be a consensus with the Trump administration. Oh, trust me, things fall apart in California like they do every place else. It's not a shining state, somehow elevated above the earth in the clouds, as much as the libtards out in California thinks that it does.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite subjects, the Federal Reserve. Comparing the inflated cost of living today from 1938 to 2013, how the U.S. dollar has lost incredible purchasing power since 1938. Now, money, or what they call money, is only as useful as what it can purchase. Now, the Fed has created a system where debt now is equal to money. This is why big purchases like cars, housing, and even going to college are only feasible by mortgaging your future for many decades to come. Since the payments are broken down into tiny monthly installments, many people pay little attention to the true cost of things over their lifetime, only if you're an idiot. Let me add. Yet over time, the U.S. dollar has lost a tremendous amount of purchasing power due to inflation. Oh, there's that word again, inflation. It slowly eats away at your purchasing power, yet having access to debt has given the middle class the false impression that they're still protected from the unraveling impacts of inflation. Somewhere, somehow, someone sent over a photo that was posted over the popular Reddit website that showed the cost of living for people back in 1938. And you would think people just a couple of years ago would have had more purchasing power than those living through the Great Depression, adjusting for inflation, as they like to call it. You'd be surprised what has happened in the last 75 years. Now, I hope you guys are sitting down. And I love doing this with old black and white movies, folks. I love watching old black and white movies. Because every once in a while you get a glimpse of what things cost. You'd catch a sign in a storefront or something like that. Yeah, I know it's a Hollywood set. But they generally recreated the structure of the time. These weren't period films. These are films that were filmed back then, not a modern-day movie masquerading as a period film depicting some past time. A new house back in 1938, $3,900. The average income, $17,031 per year. A new car would run you about $850 or so. The average rent was about $27 a month. Harvard University, tuition to Harvard, $420 a year. You could go to the movies for 25 cents. You could buy a gallon of gasoline for 10 cents. You get a postage stamp for 3 cents. What's the average cost of a house now? Well, depending on where you're at and what bubble's getting ready to burst, probably somewhere around 100. Medium price for a home is probably around somewhere between $140,000 and $150,000. And most of the people in this country, millennials especially, what is their average income? Only about $17,000. Gee, that didn't seem to keep up for inflation, did it? A new car? Forget it. The fold-up cars nowadays, specifically engineered to protect you by sacrificing the rest of the car, even though that you're in the middle of airbag central, that's like diving into a Stay Puft marshmallow. And thank God the things deflate because you'd still be stuck in a Stay Puft marshmallow. Average car, upwards to $20,000. Movie ticket, forget about it. $10 plus. Gallon of gasoline, maybe, if you're lucky, depending on where you live, about $2 a gallon. And a postage stamp, ain't 3 cents no more. It's closer to 50 cents. You could buy 10 pounds of sugar for 59 cents. A gallon of milk. And I can remember this when I was a kid. No, I was not alive in 1938. We used to be able to buy raw milk from a farm for 50 cents a gallon. 50 cents. And that was back in the 60s. Dozen of eggs, 18 cents. What is that? 12.2 cents an egg? No, I'm sorry. To hell would that be? 1.2 cents an egg? Let's come, you don't have your calculator out. Oh, you're answering the phone. Never mind. Now, you can normalize cost over time through adjusting for inflation. And back in 1938, a new home cost about two times the annual average income. A new car was only about one-third the cost of an average annual income. And this is important because back in 1938, using credit was only a small factor in purchasing goods. That's right. There was a time, folks, in this country that people didn't use credit. The middle class didn't start blossoming until after World War II, so you'd expect that things were still tough for regular households. And what we find, though, is compared to the typical income, buying a new home or buying a car was relatively doable for most households. Now, adjusting for all these figures for inflation shows how much more expensive things have become and how dependent we're now on financing, you know, using the middleman with interest. And that was created by the banking system and, of course, accepted gratefully by our government that couldn't lay its hands on enough money to spend, so they had to open up the credit line so they could just spend us into oblivion and a debt we could never get out of. Now, just based, if you were to use prices in 1938 versus prices of 2013. Now, if you were just to adjust for inflation, mind you, and here's where the difference is really apparent. As I said, 1938, price of a house, $3,900. Adjusted for inflation, just a couple of years ago, would have been $64,597.83. But the actual price is $245,800. Now, that $1,731 average per year income, adjusted for inflation, would be $28,671 in 2013. In actuality, it's only about $27,000. A new car, $860 back then, a couple of years ago, adjusted only for inflation, just going by the inflation numbers, $14,244. But the actual cost, about $30,000, $31,000. And again, just adjusting for inflation, how much that money has lost, the purchasing power. The average rent, 1938, $27. Adjusting for inflation, should only be $447. It's $820, $30, $40 a month now. And tuition to Harvard, $420 and 38. And again, adjusting, a couple of years ago, $6,956. Well, that sounds doable, but the actual cost is about $54,500 per year. And you've heard me say exactly why that has happened, because the government started this loan program. And, of course, they let Guido right in the middle of that, the middleman, the interest people. Want to know why your tuition has been skyrocketing at colleges? It's because the college presidents realized, hey, we got a flow of money here. Let's take advantage and let's rake in as much as we can. And they did. Oh, and one other thing, a postage stamp, it was 3 cents back then, adjusted for inflation, should be around 50 cents. That's about the only one that's about right on that. Now, it shows the impact of the inflation and the declining purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. And that new home, adjusting for inflation, then using the BLS calculator, should cost around $64,000 a year. About $64,000. The current cost of a new home, $245,000. The average income has stayed about the same. Normalizing for inflation doesn't say much since we are going back to the Great Depression here. A new home today costs nearly 10 times the average annual income of an average worker. And of course, that led us into the two-income trap. And that's largely hidden this inflation, since it now takes two people in a household to accomplish what one income was able to do 75 years ago. And on top of that, People now need to go into massive debt just to purchase a home. And you know my take on that. The American dream has been sold to the prostitutes. New car, 1938 worker was able to purchase that new car with one-third of their annual income. Now the car is more expensive than the annual average income. That's why in 2013, one of the top growing consumer debt sectors was with car loans. And if things stayed the same, the cost of attending Harvard for 1 year in 2013 would be closer to $7,000 a year. And that current tuition is around, as I said, $55,000 a year. And it isn't just Harvard charging incredibly high tuition around the country. Of course, the higher education bubble is one of the most pressing issues around creating the $1.2 trillion student debt. And they call that a market out there. They just love debt. For them, it's a market. Rent, movie tickets, even gasoline are more expensive today, adjusting for inflation. And this puts a heavy strain on the pocketbooks of most Americans. It's also created a dependency on debt. We do not have stronger safety nets, so we don't have the in-your-face poverty of the Great Depression. And you don't see the lines. That's because they charge everything and give you EBT cards, and everything is by mail or by computer. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to stand in line to get government assistance anymore. Now, the trend of the U.S. dollar is pretty clear since the Federal Reserve itself took the helm of the ship. Without a doubt, life has gotten better since 1938 in terms of maybe technology, maybe healthcare, cars, if depends on how you look at it. I don't consider a car something you lean up to against and put a dent in that you have to have a body man pop out for you. It's just there to hold the paint up. And they conveniently took this thing and made it one great big crash comfort crumple zone. So if you get in an accident, your car disappears, but you're still intact. And I guess you could argue, what's a life worth? Well, people seem to survive car crashes before, and with the technology advances, you know, yay for, you know, airbags and all that other stuff. And anti-lock brakes and sundry other things have been created to make cars safer. Granted. But I was watching one of these auction shows the other day, you know, where they bring all the cars up and people sit there and bid on the things. And there came, I think it was a 1972 GMC, whatever they called the damn thing, with real bumpers on it. And I can remember the day where you didn't have a front fascia on a car. Now on these trucks, well, they make them look real masculine and real beefy. It's nothing but a fascia with nothing behind it. Try pushing another car using a bumper, or what they're calling a bumper now, and you're going to discover that you've got no front end left of your car. Because all of these molded little pieces of this shiny plastic that it's just so ergonomically, it just flows and it looks really cool, is put in by clips or pop-in, little segment things. You just pop it in. Well, if you can pop it in that easy, trust me, folks, you can pop it out just as easily. And it's not even, you know, to make it prettier by putting a cover. A fascia is something that there's really nothing behind it. But not even any steel behind that to give it some rigidity and some strength. So instead of ripping off that plastic front clip of your car or truck, you just scuff up and maybe cut the plastic. Can't even do that anymore. I mean, is anything real anymore? This is why I keep asking the question. I love the days where there's no confusion about sex. Men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. So why does it feel like things are more expensive Well, if you didn't get it after my 15-minute diatribe here about the supposed inflation, which is really a devaluation, but that doesn't even cover a portion of it. Why are things more expensive? Because they are. You may not feel the impact of inflation in 1 year, but over time, it's dramatic and it's obvious. The fact that the Fed now has $4 trillion on their balance sheet and continues their little quantitative easing experiment reflects the addition to easy debt. I mean, it's just there. Just take it on. No big deal. And that addiction now truly benefits a very small segment of our society. And that is why inequality is worse today than it was in 1938. And it should tell you something where regular purchases from 1938 are now only feasible by going into massive debt. Can you imagine buying a house for $3,900, folks? You've heard me say, what if you bought a house, $100,000 house, you had an investment, and you only had to pay 20-30% fee on that, even a 30% fee, would be a hell of a lot better repaying $130,000 than it would $300,000.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown.
At a request from a listener, I reposted on republicbroadcasting.org the information about the factual history of our flag. And that, of course, you know, prior to 1940, folks, the American flag was only flown on federal facilities like bases and maybe the post office. But prior to 1940, in the States, we didn't fly the American flag, the war flag. We flew the state flag. Yeah, and isn't it apropos that we have the red, white, and blue that we're familiar with today? Because that represents the military system that's in our courts. And if you have any doubt why that's so important, since America was founded, we've been at war 93% of the time, 222 out of 239 years since 1776. Yeah, we've certainly impressed a lot of people around the globe. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I fly the Continental, the blue stars on the white field with the horizontal red and white stripes. I think Trump is being absurd when he removes any Spanish language as far as whitehouse.gov. If he wants to communicate, he should communicate in any language that works to help the people figure things out. I mean, do we take away the word corpus delicti? Because it's Latin. When he goes to China, does he say, speak English or I'm not talking to you? This is so absurd and so sickening. To force any man to speak a language. You speak English or I will shoot you. Who am I to tell another man how to speak?
Mark, I don't know why this is... Mark, I don't know why this is an issue for you.
It is.
Why?
When a man... Because he's trying to force people to speak to his pleasure, and it makes me sick. We're either free or we're not. We can't be sort of free. And if we're free, we can speak any language we want.
Mark, stop robbing us. Okay. You're surprising the hell out of me here. Because, you know, if I went down to Mexico, would I demand that any government website include English because I speak, and I'm just a visitor to Mexico. I didn't crash into their country, and I'm not hiding out there illegally. Would I demand of the government to carry an English page because their government website was all in Spanish?
No.
All right.
Why would you? That'd be absurd.
Well, then why is it necessary today to have Espanol? I'm so tired of this. I live in the United States where the language is English. And the people that... Go ahead.
Because it's polite to be friendly.
Well, I'm tired. Mark, I'm sorry. I disagree with you totally 102%. And that's making up for inflation on the percentage.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that. I don't mind. I'm just saying that when you try to force people to speak a language... You've enslaved them. You can't, if this is a free country, John, people ought to be able to speak whatever language they wish. And if they don't want to assimilate, that's fine. They don't have to. They don't have to do business with you or me or anyone else if they don't want to. If they want to, they'll learn a language.
Okay, well, let's take that a step further, because there's so many people in this country that speak foreign languages. There should be 15 websites up there to mirror every language that people speak.
No. It's not the duty of the government to translate the page.
Uh-huh.
I can translate it for myself.
Uh-huh.
But for him to do it...
Okay.
Take down something that was already there.
Donald's just a racist. Thanks for your call.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.